Paul Flanagan, a huge day for Clairgoy Basketball Club. A return to the venue that you lost to Liffey Celtics in the intermediate final last year. Majority of the players looking, I dare I say it, for revenge on that defeat. And it's surely a game that you're looking forward to.
Absolutely, John. Yeah, it's been a fast year. It feels like only yesterday we were having this conversation about the upcoming game. And I wouldn't say so much about revenge, more so the girls felt they left a little bit behind last year. We were delighted to be there. We were delighted to be able to compete and challenge for that final against Liffey Celtics last year. So this year, I think we just want to go that one step further and for ourselves, just to know that we have a chance, we have an opportunity. Last year was our first time for a lot of the players there, myself included as a coach, to be in the National Basketball Arena like that at a game of that magnitude, you know. So those sort of maybe the nerves and the first time experience of being there might have played a part on us last year. So that part is gone. That little hurdle is gone. So now it's another game. But just so happens to be a final. But at the end of the day, it is just another game. So yeah, we really, really are looking forward to it. Yeah, I mean, you said there, it's, you know, a big day for Clairgoy Basketball. It's huge for Clairgoy Basketball. But we do feel that, you know, because we're a local Galway club, we feel, you know, it's a big day for Galway basketball again. And we, you know, the girls are delighted to be able to go up there and represent not just Clairgoy basketball, but hopefully, you know we have the support of the other clubs in Galway County and the Galway area boards behind us. So we feel like we're representing a good few people, but most importantly, the girls are representing themselves, and, you know, we'll be out to try to do ourselves proud and do everything we can to get the win.
The importance of this game for all the teams in the Galway Area Basketball Board, you know, can't be understated. We talk about the Super League teams, your Marys, your Muckillans, your Mystics, your Titans. They're the teams that are kind of in the headlines all of the time. But you're playing on the weekend of the league finals, whether it be Saturday or whether it be Sunday. I thought myself it was the Sunday afternoon, but you're playing on the Saturday afternoon, which might be actually a benefit.
Yeah, look, you know, we'll play it any day. We're just delighted to be part of it. It's where we want to be. Last year we played on the Sunday, and on the Sunday evening, you know, there was no big dramatic speeches or anything like that from anybody. But what was said was, we want to be back here next year. We want to come back next year. And we, you know, we reminded each other of that down through the season at different games and different times. We want to be back in Tallaght. National Basketball Weekend, our National Basketball Finals Weekend, we want to be there. And we're there, you know, so that was the most important thing. So the next step is, you know, to challenge, compete, and hopefully get the win. That's what it's all about.
It is. I want to just talk about the season so far. I mean, you started off with a good win over Meteors, in fact, back in December. I'm just trying to see if you had a game before that. It seemed to be a bit late starting the season this time, looking back on the fixtures, because there seems to be a few games that weren't actually played. But once you were up and running and you beat Dublin Raiders earlier on in January, I mean, that was the sign that this team were on the right direction.
Yeah. The two conferences that were there, they're both really strong teams in both conferences. So every game was a challenge. Absolutely, every game was a challenge. But do you know, even though this is a competition that we're playing in this weekend, what really stood us this year, I do think all those games were very challenging, and there were new teams we were playing against. But what I did find, and what all the girls found as well this season, was the challenge that we faced, even in the Galway League and the Galway Cup competitions. That seemed to have raised the level this year, and that really pushed us. And we had no easy games all season. We sometimes scorelines would flatter us, but we always had to play strong teams from our own side of it. And whether it was in this national competition or local competitions, we had strong, tough teams facing us in every single game. So we had to raise our levels at all times and keep them raised and keep a standard set. And it has to have stood to us. It has stood to us. We're back in the final. So yeah, it's been a tough season, but it's what we want. It's been a challenging season.
It is, and it's not actually a stud to you in the game against Castle Island in the semi-final, because looking at the scoreline, 66-61, you're away from home, you're down in Castle Island, you know, it's everything seems to be going against you as regards the setup for it, but it was a game you came through.
Absolutely, that has to stand to us. We knew where you're going down to Castle Island, and anybody that's been involved in basketball, especially in any sort of a national level, when you go down to Castle Island and you have those away fans shouting, singing, cheering on their home support. But do you know what we had down there? We had a lot of travelling supporters came down with us, and ours were just as vocal. They were well outnumbered, but our supporters were just as vocal. Our girls also raised the game, their own game on the court, because they were playing against the crowd as well. And they took it on board. They didn't shirk from it. They actually, they took that energy and put it into their own game. So it was, there's no easy path. You don't win games in those sort of arenas and situations without having a little bit inside you that pushes you on. So and we had it that night. But it's always tough traveling, but when you get that win, it's a very sweet drive home, and a sweet drive home knowing that we're into the final. So that was especially, that'll live on in the girls and my own memories now for a long time, and our traveling supporters' memories. It was a great evening down there. But you know what? It's part of all that as well. When that game was finished, that was an incredible challenge. We stuck around, and as you do in those sorts of competitions, you meet up with the home team, and we had a chat, and all we got from them was well wishes and good support, and it's part of the basketball community. When the whistle blows, it's everybody's against you. When the whistle blows again at the end of full time, we're all part of the one basketball community in Ireland, and that's what makes it special. And it was a fabulous night down there in Castle Island.
You have one defeat, that being to Liffey Celtics, but the game was played in Leixlip. But the fact that it is a final, you're obviously, I'm going to ask probably the dumbest question ever, but it is not going to matter a jot come Saturday afternoon when she takes the court against the same opposition, because that was league and this is a one-off and anything can happen.
Absolutely. Look, that was on the day, but even that defeat to Liffey that day, they had to put everything out there to beat us. They had to. The scoreline kind of went away from us a little bit at the end, but they got nothing for free on that day. We have a few more players with us this coming weekend for that game that we didn't have at that particular game. We have a lot of positives from that defeat. We knew what we were facing. They're a very strong team. They're the team that beat us last year, and we know what we're up against. It was always, if we're going to win, we want to do it against Liffey Celtics, and we know what we're facing. Like I said, that first-time experience of playing them in the final last year, the first-time experience of being in the national arena for some of the players, myself included, at that level, that's gone. So it's one more game. One more game, and it happens to be against Liffey Celtic. So we're ready for it.
Yeah, can I look at the squad for a brief moment? You've kindly given me your 12, and it's a very, very solid squad with a lot of experience in it. A few names that stand out, obviously Hannah Coney, Lish O'Reilly, Rebecca Hansbury, Georgina Martin, Deirdre Brennan, Laura Hoffman, Helen Moore, and Katie Lyons, Lauren Concannon, Mary Cunniff, Michelle Canavan, Ali Fagan, Ava Murray, and Laura Crow. They're the 12 that will be taken to the court on Saturday afternoon. And I'm going to go back to my original point. You've got a lot of experience there. You've also got those who've, served this country at international level. And this is a fantastic side that will take to the court on Saturday.
Yeah, we're absolutely blessed. Look, for me, I'm privileged to be associated with such an amazing bunch. They're an incredible bunch of players. I mean, you've named out 12 or 14. We have a squad of 19. All 19 players played all season, all contributed, all have put scores on the board throughout all the different competitions. So that's 19 players. And when you consider that only five can get on the court at any one time, that's an incredible achievement for all of them to be able to do that. It's a nightmare, a headache for a coach to try, get that right five or the correct five on the court. And it's happened many times through the season so far that different players mightn't have suited their game and other players have stepped up. So it's the spread of talent and quality around that bunch is huge benefit to us. And as you said, you have some very experienced players, but we also have some younger players coming through, and the experienced players have done everything. They're so encouraging. They help facilitate them to become better players and become better squad members. And they want to make sure that they're there for years to come. So yeah, it's that's the challenge on Saturday, to have the correct five at different stages out on the court. But we've so many there and so many options, and we've so many different weapons. I mean, different teams, sometimes they can be very lucky and have a star player. We have a star team, we have a star squad. You know, there's different options, both inside and outside, shooting, driving, defensive. Yeah, where they're a fabulous bunch. They really are, and we're blessed as a club to have had this team, and the team has only gotten better, and it's developed down through the years. The younger players are coming through, yes. The more experienced players, they're not moving out of the way just yet. They've lots more to give, and they'll do it this weekend. They'll give everything they have.
They're a long way from retirement, I can say that for sure.
I won't be mentioning that to any of them. I mean, John, I don't want to go name checking anybody, you know, with it's such an important weekend. But I do need to acknowledge, even one of our most experienced players has just been selected. Georgina Martin has just been selected to the Irish Masters squad that will represent Ireland and Italy this coming summer. So that's the sort of guys they are. Georgina is years and years to go. You can see it on the court, and she's the one that's encouraging younger players, and it's up to them to learn from her. And also, it's all Georgina and the others have also taken that energy and the youthfulness, and they've taken that from the younger players as well. So it's made them all better, and it's been brilliant.
Yeah, it really has. I know it's a very, very proud moment for Georgina, for Neil, for the whole family, and they deserve all the credit that they get for what, you know, for what she has put in. But, you know, you could say that with every single one of the 12 that I have named. Every one of them have been phenomenal right throughout the season. Another thing that's been phenomenal, and you touched on it when we were talking about the win over Castle Island, has been the support. You would hope that as many as possible, as it's a Saturday afternoon, means it might be more suitable for some people than maybe a Sunday to get up to Dublin and be part of what is going to be an absolutely massive occasion. And I see from your social media, just before we go, that you know, you have a major drive to get as many fans as possible up there on Saturday.
Yeah. Look, it happened last year. It happened last year with a lot of supporters, family, friends came with us. And do you know what, John? I can't leave you without saying this. We had supporters last year from opposition clubs from Galway that came with us. And that's the type of community that we have in Galway basketball. We had like just to name check some of the Galway clubs that have pushed us in, particularly in the local competitions. You've East Galway, Celtics, Mary, Carrub, Tribes, Moycullen, Titans, Barna. All those teams, whether some of them travel or not to support us, we will be getting best wishes, even from opposing clubs, because they know that, you know, that we're all part of the one community here in Galway basketball. We all support each other. And, you know, between the Galway area board, the basketball referees, the committee, everyone, we're all, you know, it can't be done without, if we're not all in it, you know, it can't be done. And that support that we get, whether they're with us or not, some will be travelling. The game will be shown on Basketball Ireland TV at 1:15 on Saturday, if anybody wants to try, grab it there. So, yeah, that support. We'll feel it. We've been getting messages left, right and centre already from everybody, and I know that there'll be more to come. So, yeah, that support, that push, that'll be great. You know, it's so valuable.